Hey everybody, it's me, Simon Unseen, and I have reached 100 followers on Reddit, and I reached 100 followers on Twitter during the time that I was procrastinating doing the 100 followers AMA. So now this is the 100 followers on Reddit and Twitter AMA, and tell me anything. I appreciate you guys bearing with me. My family went through a tragedy recently that took up a lot of my time, so I am back now, and hopefully we'll get back into putting out audios soon as well. I'm looking forward to it. But without further ado, let's get on to the AMA, TMA. I don't know if that's a thing, but we're doing it anyway. I got a bunch of answers from you guys, not answers, questions and tells from you guys. So I'm going to bounce between questions and tells. I'm going to try and sort of mix up the order, you know, do all that kind of thing. And away we go. I think I'm going to start with a couple of tells. I do want to just say that a couple of the tells were just people saying hello. Hello to you people who said hello. I'm not going to call you all out individually, but I would just like to say that you guys are incredible. And merci. So that's a couple of, one of the tells is carrots are the vilest thing on this earth. And that's a bold statement. You know, I mean, I think I know who wrote it, and I have to disagree. I enjoy carrots. Specifically, I love a baby carrot. I love a carrot like in a stew, in a beef stew. They make a great addition to a nice thick chicken soup. So I don't know what carrots ever did to you, but sorry about that. Somebody else wrote everybody Wang Chung tonight. I honestly don't have a reaction to that one. So perhaps if you're feeling it, just take that as advice and, you know, go for it. Let's do some questions. The first question is, what is the weirdest thing you have an attachment to? Okay. I have an attachment. I always build attachments to objects. Like, I've always been that kid that anthropomorphized everything. But I will say the one thing that I have like a lasting attachment to that is kind of weirds people out when I talk about it is my first car. When I was a teenager, I got a used car and I loved it. I adored that car so much. Eventually, its brakes started to go, and I was moving to a city that didn't need cars anyway, so I ended up selling the car, but I adored it. So I did. Here's where the weird part of this attachment comes in. I kept the VIN number, and every once in a while, I'll pay like $15 or whatever it is and run a Carfax report on it. and just to make sure that it's like doing all right. The last time I did this was, I shit you not, like maybe a month and a half ago. I was curious, and it's with the same owner that bought it from the dealership that I traded it in to. And it has had minimal maintenance. It seems to be very well taken care of. That is the answer to that question. The next question was, what do most people think is true about you but isn't? I'll do a serious one and I'll do a silly one. So I'll start with a serious one because then the silly one will, you know, sort of palate cleanse. The serious one is that I get people, specifically masks, or honestly, really, it's just like cis, hetero, straight men. Always treat me like a manic pixie dream girl. I know I have that energy. I know, oh wow. But I, for whatever reason, I seem to be catnip to men who think that their depression like is their personality. Like they don't need a real, like another one. And I have the receipts. I have my dating life to prove it. And really like, oh, God damn it. You know what? No, I'm gonna leave that bark in there. That is my dog. She makes recording so goddamn hard. She's part of the landscape of my life. So, you know, she's gonna Oh, I love my life. But on the Manic Pixie Dream Girl thing, my question for them is, if I can't solve my own depression and panic and anxiety disorders, how am I supposed to fix yours, bro? Like, damn. So that's like, people think of me as a manic pixie all the time. I think it might be the Zooey Deschanel hair, but you know, who knows? And then the silly one is just my age. People always think that I am much younger or much older than I actually am. And there is no in between. I'm in my late 20s and I recently was told by somebody that he honest to God thought I was 45. Wasn't super thrilled about that one. Usually younger, it doesn't go that far. They'll say like, oh, I think you're early 20s as opposed to like late 20s. And I've been mistaken for early 30s. I think 45 might've been an outlier. I don't know what that guy thought, but apparently I appeared to him as a 45-year-old. the next question is most regretted porn search. Ooh, okay. So I have this thing where like, when I was growing up, my parents taught me the rest of the phrase, which is curiosity killed the cat, but satisfaction brought him back. And I think I took it a little bit too seriously. I'm incredibly nosy, but also I'm just curious. Like if I hear about something and I haven't seen it or read about it or heard it or whatever, I want to know. I discovered that tentacles, hentai tentacles were a thing. And also that apparently there's a lot of like visual censoring done in Japanese hentai. And that, so I think that hentai tentacles uncensored on Pornhub might have been my most regretted search. Not that there's anything wrong with that particular kink, but as we all know, Pornhub is occasionally a deep dark rabbit hole where you will find the craziest shit no matter what you search. So that one led to some particularly interesting finds. Next one is, what's one kink/fetish you would be too shy to include in your audios/tags? I like that they said the word shy. Like you too shy. Cause it's not being like, you know, which one do you think is grossest? Cause like no one's here to yuck anyone's yum. That ain't fun. Unfortunately, also I have a very boring answer to this question, which is, I don't really know. I am super vanilla. My audios follow suit. So there's not really any tags that I would say I am shy to do, but would want to. Do you know what I mean? Like all of the tags that I want to do, I'm comfortable doing. And I think that like the tags that I'm not comfortable doing are, that's another story. And again, I don't want to get into any sort of shamey territory. So I'm going to let that one lie. What is the craziest or most surprising thing you have discovered about yourself? So that's interesting because my start with GWI actually lined up with a period in my life where I like weirdly was having regular sex, which happens very infrequently at TMI. And so I started taking things that I was reading in scripts and just sort of like casually floating them by my now ex-boyfriend. And I have discovered two things specifically. One is that I have a much higher drive than I thought I did. I have been on medication for many a year, more than a decade. And so I always just kind of assumed when I wasn't having sex that I didn't have a high drive. Well, it turns out it wasn't that. It was just that I was having it so infrequently that like my body was like blacking out the need to like self-preserve my sanity. And then once I started having sex, I was like, whoa, I'm gonna do this all the goddamn time. So I have a much higher drive than I realized. And then also just, you know, content warning, sexual imagery, nipples. I love it when somebody plays with my little nibbly bits. Especially with their mouth. God damn. I just remember there was one point and I was into it. He wouldn't have done it if I wasn't into it, but I was kind of bored, you know, whatever. And again, X, he was not bored. He was very much ready to go. And he knew this about me, that I liked this thing. And he decided, he started going for it. He really went, dug in. And I swear to God, I went from 0 to 60 in about a second and a half. And then he kept going. And I was like, I was about ready to fuck this man into the floor. And it was only 3 seconds of him, sort of shenaniganing about down there. moving on. That was a lot of information. I am so sorry. What book have you read the most times? I rarely reread. It's the same with television shows. I really only reread or rewatch books if I really, really adore them. So I'm trying to think. I can only think of two off the top of my head that I know for a fact I've reread. One is a book called Beauty. It's by an author called Robin McKinley. She is incredible. She hasn't written anything in a while. She had a series that she was starting, and then she lost her husband, and it took a real emotional toll on her. And so she's not put a lot of work out lately, but her books, she started writing and releasing stuff, I think in the 80s, maybe early 90s. And what Beauty is she did two books that are retellings, novelizations, retellings, et cetera, of the folktale of Beauty and the Beast. And it is just an incredible book. I don't want to spoil it for you, but it doesn't end the way you think it's going to end. And it just, her grasp on the ability to create imagery is just, it's gorgeous. And it's this little bitty paperback, so it's like I can throw it in my purse. I love it. Highly recommend Beauty by Robin McKinley. The other Beauty and the Beast adaptation that she did is called Rose Daughter. It's also very good. I prefer Beauty, but it's also very good. I've literally read all of her books. And then the other one is Wicked, which is the book that the musical was very loosely based on. I will say that the musical is definitely the family-friendly-ized version of this book, which at moments can be incredibly dark. But it is, again, it's just a masterpiece. That book, honestly, I think that book is sort of one of those where, that's one of the books that 100 years from now, they'll be people will still be reading that book. It's in fucking credible. Again, highly recommend the whole series. It's Wicked, and then it's Son of a Witch, and then it's A Lion Amongst Men, and then what's the last one called? There's another one, and then just recently, a fifth book came out, which I believe is the last in the series, but I'm not entirely sure. I totally highly recommend it. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. It's a big, thick, long book. I like my books like I like my decks, long and thick. And it's an absolute page turner. It's brilliant. The master that Gregory Maguire has on text is just insane. I've spent a lot of time talking about this book now. I apologize. Love me a good book. Moving on. What is your favorite fun/silly movie? Oh man. Let's see. I would say funny, silly. My favorite movie of all time is Labyrinth with David Bowie, because goddamn. And that one is slightly funny, silly, but it's not really it's funny, silly, because it's like a Muppet movie, basically. I would say, if I was going to choose my favorite, purposefully comedic movie, it would be A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. It's a musical starring Zero Mostel, and it is so goddamn good. He originated the role on Broadway of Pseudolus, And he plays it's set in ancient Rome, and it's one of those musicals where it's like, it's borderline slapstick, but it's so fucking brilliant. I will say though, like a slight content warning, it was made in the early 60s. There are moments in that movie that have not aged well, which is really unfortunate because, you know, just because the inclusion of that kind of crap is always unfortunate. But the rest of the movie is so brilliant that you just hate to see good things come out of, or bad things come out of good things, and vice versa, and et cetera. So that is one of my absolute all-time favorite movies. That being said, with the content warning, I'm not entirely sure that it is one that I would recommend, like, everybody go and watch. Which is a real goddamn shame. But, you know, oh well. What movie do you watch when you need a good cry? So I'm not really I'm more of an escapist watcher. I'm also not really a crier. So if I like really need a good cry, there's some music that I'll listen to. Like there's a song from the musical 1776 called Mama Look Sharp, which fucks me up literally every time I hear it. I love it. It's again, beautiful, beautiful musical that has some bits in it that like just did not age well because of the, like when it was made, which again is a goddamn shame because like that horrible bit in that musical, like it ruins the rest of the musical. But I'm more of an escapist watcher. I will say the last time I cried watching a movie, I didn't watch it specifically to cry, was probably Phantom of the Opera. There's a theme here. At least three of the four movies that I've mentioned now are movie musicals. I'm just going to say Music Man out loud because, you know, why not round it out? But Phantom of the Opera, it was definitely Phantom of the Opera. All right, so the next one is, oh, perfect. What movie has your favorite soundtrack? We were just talking about this. So all the ones I was just mentioning, 1776, Phantom of the Opera, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, A Music Man. I love them all. I love a movie musical. To toss a movie out there that isn't a movie musical, for those of you who have no interest in those, and considering that like three out of the four of those are deeply problematic in 2022. Scott Pilgrim versus the World is fucking incredible. The music is so goddamn good. It was all like created by Beck. Some of it is covers of non-Beck songs, but like all of the original stuff that like played by Scott's band. Oh, goddamn. It's so fucking good. It is incredible. It is a movie soundtrack that I will listen to regularly. I bought it. I'm gonna buy it on vinyl. It's so good. I cannot overestimate how good this movie is. It's incredible. What movie could you watch 100 times? Labyrinth. Straight up, always Labyrinth. I love that movie. It is my favorite. You can't, like, how could you go wrong? It is literally the three people, its three creators were George Lucas, Jim Henson, and David Bowie. I'm sorry. No, like, I don't care if you've ever seen this movie before. You hear those three in the same sentence and you just know that shit's gonna be good. Holy crap. It's so good. You know, the main characters are, you know, played by Jennifer Connelly and David Bowie, and there's a character named Hoggle, and then they're like David Bowie's bulge is its own character. It is so big. It is his own character. They actually had to reduce it because he's wearing like a, oh my God, the behind the scenes are incredible too. They literally, because his bulge was too big. I can't, that is such big dick energy. I can't even handle it. David Bowie was like, put me in a costume. And they were like, oh shit, you're too sexy for a children's movie. We're going to have to make that smaller. Incredible. Love it. Here for it forever. It's so good. Oh man. All right. So this is from a person who knows me well. Benedict, Orlando, or Romeo, shag, marry, throw off a cliff. Like, don't even have to think about it. Shag Orlando, marry Benedict, Romeo, yeet that motherfucker right off a cliff. I have no time for Romeo and Juliet. I have heard arguments against my arguments against it, and a lot of them make a lot of sense. I don't care. I hate that play so much. But I am, in fact, a massive Shakespeare fan. Love it. Benedict is I love him. He is one of my absolute favorite characters, which leaves Orlando to be the fuck. Fine. I don't care. I just need to marry Benedict. He's incredible. I love it. That's my answer, and it will never change. If money was no issue, where would you travel? I really want to go. You know, I've been very lucky. I've been able to go a lot of places in sort of like the Western Hemisphere, mostly Europe, honestly. I would love to go somewhere that is completely different than where I live, which is, you know, East Coast United States. So I would say something like, you know, somewhere on the continent of Africa, or, you know, somewhere where like culturally things are just so insanely different, like somewhere in Asia. I think the best part of traveling is learning and experiencing places that are nothing like where you live. I think a lot of times that a trap that people can fall into, because traveling is so expensive and difficult, et cetera, is that they don't get the chance to do it, and they don't get the chance to see how people just like us live absolutely like polar opposite to us, and how it's like their way of life is not only just as valid, but just as effective. They're just as happy, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Or also to see these people who are just like us, who are trying desperately to live a good life, and by, you know, choices not of their own, are struggling, and like see, you know, sort of be visually granted the chance to say like, wow, shit, I'm privileged as fuck. And, you know, sort of, you know, take that home with you and say like, you know, a lot of the things that maybe you're taking for granted are things that you should examine. I think travel really is, not to be a hippie, I am a hippie, so I'm going to be a hippie. But I think that like, you know, if we're ever going to have sort of like, you know, world peace or whatever the closest thing it is to, we first have to have like world understanding. And I think that right now travel is our best tool for that. You know, I would say that a lot of times people are like, oh, the internet, because we're so interconnected. And I'm like, yeah, but the internet has like a lot of cultural issues that, you know, sort of divide us. And also not everywhere has access to internet the way that we do. And, you know, it's more controlled, and it's more, you know, it's secretive, and et cetera. Travel really is, unless you have to walk a mile in someone's shoes. I am a hippie. if you could live in any fictional world, which would it be and why? You know, I part of me says X-Men, because I think I would love to have like a super, super cool like mutant ability. I would love to have a really super cool mutant ability. My like go-to, like, oh, what superpower do you want, is always to be some sort of a shapeshifter, because with that shapeshifting, you can get like a bunch of other stuff. Like, you want the ability to fly? Shapeshift into a bird. You want to be able to breathe underwater? Shapeshift into a fish. You want to be able to break into a bank vault? Shapeshift into whoever the fuck owns it. You know what I mean? Secondary teleportation. But like in this world, I feel like I could just find a friend who had that ability, and then my shapeshifting could be that. That's great. Or the Muppets. I love the Muppets. Final answer. Why do you enjoy voice work? Honest to God, I miss acting. I'm an actor. It's what I'm trained to do. It's what I love to do. And for the incredibly obvious communicable disease reasons, I haven't been able to do it in a while. And so voice acting for me is, it's just that. It's like a way to act again. And I miss it. I missed it so much. It's just, oh God, it's incredible to be stretching that muscle again, even if I'm stretching it slightly differently and, you know, maybe a little bit less or, you know, whatever. I just, to get that muscle moving again, it feels so freaking good. You know, when you stand, it's like standing up from a chair when you've been sitting for a long time. and you just get up and you kind of stretch your legs. That just, oh, incredible feeling. That's, it's exactly like that. Who is your dream collab? Ooh, I'm doing it. I'm actually doing my dream collab right now. I'm not telling any of you anything about it. But you know who you are. We're going to be a badass trio. It's going to be really cool. They are incredibly badass women, and they make me feel badass too. So it's going to be great. You're going to love it. It might take a while, but it'll be fine. Besides just plain fuck, what is your favorite curse word or phrase? Oh man, my go-tos are Jesus Christ, just in any iteration. Fuck me blind is a good one. I love that one. And then my dad growing up used a phrase that it is rarely naturally makes it into conversation, but it's incredible. And that's, I don't give a flying fuck at a rolling donut. So that's way up there. Then I'm going to skip to some, see if there are any tells other ones. Let's see. Oh, this one says, I think you're the absolute coolest. You're like the super awesome person in school who becomes popular because they're so nice and funny and interesting and everyone just wants to be around them. You are so nice. I don't know who wrote this, but God bless you. I am so unbelievably uncool. I said this to someone the other day. I was like, I'm actually so uncool that your brain can't handle the amount of uncool that I am and just gives me the benefit of doubt and assumes that I'm cool, but I'm actually incredibly nerdy and just weird as fuck. You are high key, amazing, badass, sexy as all fuck, and just heart emoji. Again, y'all using these tells to say nice things to me is mean. because you know I can't handle it. I don't take a compliment gracefully. And therefore I am not English. I love your energy. Thank you. Again, like the manic pixie thing, like I have a lot of energy. It's partially because I am riddled with an anxiety disorder and therefore have like a teeny tiny bit of adrenaline in my system, like at all times. But that's okay because it allows me to do stupid shit like this. Ha. All right. So that was the last of the tells for the most part. We have four more questions. Preferred boob ? Okay, so it's the left one, but don't tell my right one because, you know, they fight. They're like siblings. What made you want to do this? Sheer goddamn boredom. But I'm glad I'm here. Honestly, like I said earlier, like it really scratches that acting itch. Again, I was bored as fuck. And also, it's been incredible for my self-esteem. Especially the lewdity on Twitter, which I really, truly did not intend to do. And then I joined Twitter and everyone else looked so goddamn good. And I was like, well, what if I posted one of my tits and just saw what happened? And boy, that shit's like a drug. I'm scratching. I'm like, oof, I need another hit of validation. Here's a butt pic. You know, it's great. It's not healthy, but it's great. What's your go-to karaoke song? Anything ABBA. ABBA, I hold true, is the best music for karaoke of any kind. I would say amongst their songs, I really love doing Gimme Gimme. That one, oh God, it just slaps so hard. And the last question, it was, where is the next place that you would like to travel to? Specifically, I would say, you know, in a general sense, I would love to go to New Zealand, maybe Australia, but New Zealand, I feel like all I've heard about it is good things. My parents visited there, when they were my age and they just adored it. And everyone I've heard talk about it has been just nothing but good things. I would love to go there. In terms of not in general, like where would I actually really like to go? My best friend from college lives in London. And I, for obvious reasons, again, have not seen her in many years, other than over, you know, like WhatsApp phone calls. So I would absolutely love to go back to London. I've lived there for a couple of months, in my early 20s, and it is it is one of the most incredible cities on the earth, on the planet. It is, you know, I mean, it is a white Western city. So there's like a lot about it that is, again, problematic. And the British Museum is like 90% stolen shit from other parts of the world. But I have a lot of people that I love there. And that sort of, you know, that sort of rose colored glasses is the city as a whole. But yeah, so that is the last of the questions. I have rambled quite a fair bit. I know that there is a little chunk in the middle here where Harriet barked for a second time. That was very loud and grating on the ears, so I will cut that out. You will not have to hear that. But altogether, I will say this, is this, that I can't believe that more than like maybe three people followed me, and I'm that those three people weren't just bots. So if you follow me, thank you. If you don't follow me, honestly, no pressure. Just like, I'm glad that you're listening. Like, if you made it this far, you're, you know, listening to my audios, and I am thankful for that too. It gives me an outlet. So, you know, I guess if this was the end of a YouTube video, I'd be like, smash that like and subscribe button. But I'm not going to do that. So, you know, you live your life, you do what's best for you. If that is, you know, spending more time with me, then I would love that. But if not, you know, Godspeed, et cetera, et cetera. My tits are on Twitter for free. So thank you to everyone who submitted questions. And this is me signing off. So, you know, Roger that. Bye, guys.